The commercial tendency to sentimentalize the birth of Christ with all kinds of romantic images and dramatizations of the Nativity with children's pageants that are full of woolly lambs, regal visitors, and a perfectly lovely couple with a sweet little baby gets a big correction today. Do not be misled by the words holy family. This is not to suggest that somehow this little couple from Nazareth who found their way to Bethlehem were special and given some pass from the realities and the hardships of family life. That family was real. Those two parents stumbled around and made mistakes just like every one of you have, especially with the first child. They didn't have Dr. Spock. They didn't have Dr. Seuss books, Pampers, formulas, or any of the other conveniences many enjoy today. Both parents worked. Their child was a real human child with bumps and scrapes, fevers, sore throats, ear infections, and everything else that they get. He played in the streets. He probably kept some company his parents did not always approve of. And there was no reason to believe for one minute that he liked broccoli. On top of that, get over any idea that Mary and Joseph agreed on everything and never had an argument. They did not enjoy a sheltered and trouble-free life. That kind of thinking takes away from this feast and the whole wonder of holiness in the midst of humanness. What we as a church celebrate today is how the Holy Family is found, how the Holy is found in a real family. It's about how God can and has chosen to be revealed and found in the very ordinary ups and downs of a home. This feast does not leave out those who experience family, whose experience of family is somehow unique or different from what some would insist is the perfect and only way to be a family. Family, in the end, is about relationships, not about roles of parenting, providing, or homemaking. Not all of us live in nuclear families, or some of us come from broken families. Some belong to wider groups linked by blood or by other ties like religious communities. Monasteries and convents, for example, are really families with brothers and sisters who love and care for one another. What all of us have in common, I hope, is a home. And that's where this feast leads us. It leads us to look at and reflect upon our homes as places where we find God and are sanctified by what happens there. Today's feast proposes that somehow we have to make certain that our homes are open toward heaven, not only by the way we live and treat one another in those homes, but also by the prayers that are offered there, the sacrifices made there in love, and the loving service that's given in the home. The forgiveness that's shared in a home makes it a temple where God's forgiveness is found. Our Catholic Church has always believed that the home is the first and fundamental church, the first community of love. The bigger church is never stronger or more enduring than the family homes that make up the parish. There's a big difference, you know, between a house and a home. A house is a place full of furniture and stuff. A home is the place to which we can always return and be sure of a welcome. It's the place where we taste on earth the joy and the peace of the place God has for us in heaven. My friends, remember that as you go home today. And make it so, for you carry within yourselves the very body and blood of Christ, who then lives in your home.